Welcome back. My name is Michael Hoffman with the Public Speakers Association, and this is Change Your World Virtual Summit. All right. I would like to introduce our fabulous presenter who runs a new group in Toronto, Canada area, Jim Pagimansitz. Jim, are you there today?
Yes, I am.
Fantastic. Jim, why don't you take it away and tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what we're talking about today.
Excellent. Thank you very much for the introduction. My name is Jim Pagimansitz. I'm here from Toronto, Ontario. So I would thank everybody for joining us today. I've been writing and speaking here in Toronto for many years, and excited to be part of the Public Speak Association here in Toronto, and we're having a first event here at the end of April. Today is going to be a topic that I'm really excited to share. It's the power of networking. And I'm going to share a little bit of a personal story with you, so you may find it a little amusing, but I hope at the end that there's definitely some lessons to be learned. So start at the beginning, really, and then I'll get into what I'll be sharing. So in 2003, I had come to a point where, I had gone to school, got good grades, and was in a corporate career. It was going great, but I felt still something was missing. I don't know what, but something was missing. So I went to a friend of the neighborhood, Google, at that time, and said, "Okay, I got to go out networking. I got to go." And next thing you know, I'd attracted two great mentors, and since then, so many amazing things have happened. And part of that went out was actually going and meeting people. And to think that we speak every day is something we take for granted. But I'm here to tell you that we actually don't do as well as we should. So since then, when I first started going out in 2003. People would call me the bumbling networker, and that wasn't a great thing to hear at that time, but I'm glad to tell you here that I've gotten better since then, and I have realized that all of us need strategies to improve no matter what we're doing in sales or blogging, and so today I'm going to share some insights on the power of networking and how to do it strategically. So I'm going to share a strategy that I created that you can actually implement today right after this call. And do it yourself, and then when you don't feel like you need it, that's fine. Move forward. And that's great. I'd be very happy to hear that. So let's get right into this. So at the end of the day, this summit was about for you to learn, do, and apply. And I live by this every day. And I was just talking to Mr. Hoffman earlier about my last name and telling him that sometimes it's a challenge for me pronouncing my last name, so I give it to them phonetically to spell. And that happened a couple of years ago. I didn't think that would be an issue to say my last name, but it is. So I had to do that. So people present me, I tell them phonetically. So the same thing with this strategy. And it's called the PAR strategy, P-A-R. P stands for presentation, A stands for attitude, and R stands for response. So we're going to go through this strategy, and then I'm going to talk about follow-up. And then after that, I'll have some insights of where you can learn more about that, some downloads and things like that you can take advantage of using some tools. So let's get right into it. So P for presentation. What I tell clients and corporate people I speak to is that we have to present ourselves every day, no matter where we are, no matter if we're just at a social function, presenting in front of a room, or at the supermarket. We're always talking to people. So many of you have heard of this wonderful thing called the business card. Well, I'm going to tell you today that I'm going to call it an informational card because a business card has information on it that should work for you. So when I first started working, my card was horrible. It was just had my first name, my last name, email address, a phone number, and that's it, and my Aries logo, which was there literally by accident. But that caused something to reflect that was an engaging part of my card that people would remember me by. My card has changed since then. But I want to go through the next few minutes is how powerful this card can be. So I urge you to carry your card everywhere, no matter where you are. Keep it in your pocket. You're going to the gym, supermarket, event, keep it with you because you never know where you're going to meet someone. A good friend of mine has a saying called, opportunity is everywhere. I'll say it again. Opportunity is everywhere. I'm telling you that I've met people at the gym. I've met people at church, all different areas because I've prepared. Now, sometimes you may not have your card with you or available for you, but again, that's where technology comes in. But I'm telling you, 95% of the time, have that card with you because what you have on that card is important. So here's some things you should have in your card. I'm a big believer you should have your picture on your card. And you say to yourself, well, why should I have my picture on it? Well, a picture is worth 1,000 words. Having a face on it is great. Yes, you see it. Real estate agents have the pictures on it and many others. I have a gentleman, he's in college. He's a writer for alumni college that I went to. He put his picture on it, and he put, he's a writer, speaker, and author. The reactions he gets for having that picture on a card are amazing. So if a college student can put his picture on it, I'm willing to let that even if you're not an entrepreneur or even not a business owner, you should put your picture on there. Because people remember you. When they take those cards and they get them back to their office, having a picture on it is good because when you call them, they'll remember you because they have your picture on it. It works. There's been studies done on this. You can check it around yourself. It works. Next thing you know, you should have your first name, last name, a cell number. Now, for women, I tell if you don't want to put your cell number, put your email address. That's up to you. Next thing you should have on there, I believe, is your LinkedIn. On LinkedIn, you can have, it's called a vanity plate, where you can put LinkedIn / your last name. You can do the same thing with Twitter and Facebook, but I believe on your business card, you should have LinkedIn. I teach this to people who aren't transition professionals, put this on there, and I've seen people get interviews because of that, having that on there. So your card can be simple. You can order cards at any point, you know, 500 and 1,000 from Vistaprint and many other places, or go to your local office supply store and order them. So those are key areas you should have things on the front. Now, on the back, it should be blank. The reason it's blank is because that's where you make notes. The key thing to looking ingenious in front of people or after the fact when you follow up, we'll be talking about in a few minutes, is that making notes. You make notes on the conversations you had. Perhaps you promised them something. There was a call to action. You promised you're going to send them your ebook, or you can invite them to an event. Write an information back of the card. When you come back from whatever event you've done at least now you know what you talked about. It takes an extra few seconds to do that. Or you can, if you have your phone with you, just make a note on your phone. This is important because when we talk about follow-up, this will make sense moving forward from that point area. So P for presentation. Now, A is for attitude. Now, this is something, ladies and gentlemen, that I cannot teach you. Attitude is something that's upon your control. The only thing I can say is this, just two things. First thing is that what we say and how we interact with people is very important. So obviously we have conversations, but also we have this thing called a handshake. Now, many of you have had different types of handshakes. They've heard about the fish handshake. There's nothing wrong with that, but I think that we should all have strong and firm handshakes. So I teach called teach a method called the M&M method. It's called mirror and matching. So we're going to match that handshake. Even if we get a fish handshake, match it. Now, why that is you understand who you're talking to. Now, they may have a fish handshake, but they're a very, very strong person. If we get a heavy, heavy handshake, that means, okay, they're very, very confident. But that tells you something about someone. Now, to make every conversation impactful, that's important. I mean, I don't shake every person's hand you meet. That's fine, but at least you're talking to them. So attitude is important. So be aware of shaking hands and what you're saying. The R is response. This is where the magic begins, ladies and gentlemen. This is where, when you have a conversation, what are you saying? So I have something that I teach called asking two for one. So asking two questions and just closing your mouth. What will happen is that this will be a part where you're engaging. I consider myself an engagement specialist. How I do this is ask you questions. It gets the conversation going. One thing that I tell some of my clients to think about is this, imagine you're peeling an onion. You're peeling the conversation. So if you say you're at the office and you're getting water, you meet a fellow employee, and his name is John, and you say, hi, John, how was your weekend? And John says, great, and you walk away. Now, was that a great conversation? Actually, it was not. But if you say to John, how was your weekend? What did you do this weekend? And then he says, oh, I went to the cottage. Oh, what did you do at the cottage? Oh, you went snowmobiling. So at least you ask another question. Now you may say, oh, that's great. I've actually been snowmobiling myself. My heart was in my mouth for about 10 minutes when I went, but I survived. So you got to have an engaging conversation. Now, why I say this is because in the office, say you're working in the corporate environment, you hang around these people for 40 hours a week. Wouldn't it be great to know a little bit about them so you can have a little more of a lively conversation during the week? You may have potlucks. You may have other events going on. For professionals, going to networking, doing this, this will create an opportunity where you're showing interest. And one of the things that a gentleman named Bob Berg, I don't know if anybody's heard Bob Berg, he's written a number of books called Endless Referrals and The Goal Giver. He talks about reciprocal networking. where you want to reciprocate what you're giving, and you'll get it in return. So if you send an email to someone saying, it was nice to meet you, enjoyed a conversation about, say, for example, Jim Carrey or someone else, I'm willing to bet that they'll appreciate that. And I'm going to share another tip with you in a few minutes that you really accentuate that. So again, it's P for presentation, A for attitude, R response. You do things over and over again, you will be impressed at what will happen with your conversations. The next step is follow up and follow through. And this is really important. I talked about earlier in presentation, making those notes I was telling you earlier about. Well, this is where it comes into play. See, what happens is we go back, we go to this networking event, and we get 5 or 10, 15 cards. We get these cards, we put them on my desk, and then we say, what am I doing next? Or something to that nature. Some people may take the cards and maybe throw them out or just put them in a shoebox. What the purpose of this call is taking, what am I going to do with these cards? Now, picture if you got these 15 cards, but 5 of those cards you actually made notes. Those are, I call, your hot leads. This is where you're actually going to do something with those cards. So maybe you're going to say, maybe while you were talking to them, you said, okay, can I add you to my newsletter? They said yes, so you're going to add them to your newsletter. And then you send them an email saying, I add you to my newsletter upon your agreement. Look forward to getting you in my newsletter on Monday on this, this, and this. Why this is it came reciprocal, where you promised them something, you did it, and you emailed them within 24 or 48 hours because you want them to remember that. Many times you'll find that they're actually responding back to you. The next thing you can do is just call them. So if there's something really that was important that, for example, say you had an event, like I have an event on the 24th, so the next few weeks I'm speaking to a lot of different people. If I find that I'm speaking to a lot of speakers or people that might be interested in an event, I'm going to make sure to tell them, can you come to the event? As a matter of fact, today I was talking to my business partner, Patrick. I told him, can you come on the 24th? He said yes. I actually sent him an email with the link. So those are important things to do in the follow-up. Do them then. Doesn't matter what's going on. You have to follow up 24, 48 hours. If you're longer than that, they will forget you. So you want to get while they'll remember you. The next thing is what tools do you have? So there's a number of tools out there that make it effective for you to people remember you. Now, I have gone to hundreds of networking events the past 10 years and met a lot of great people. And one of the things that I did in 2008 was I started a blog. Now, blogs are very simple to do. You can actually go to WordPress and create a blog. And it doesn't matter what your background is, I recommend you start sharing something. They may say, I'm not an expert in something. Well, you can actually repurpose. There's lots of articles that you can actually repurpose online that you can do for. Why? Because I took the blog that I started 5 years ago and I turned it into a book. And I have many people ask me, how did you do that? Just started by writing an article, then two, then three, and then moving forward. Everyone, I believe, no matter what business they're in, has great things to share. Using a blog is good. Why you do this is because that gives you information that you can share to someone. Now, how are you going to do that? So there's two areas, and I'm going to give you my website at the end here where you can learn more information. So the biggest thing that I find that we could do that we don't is working and increasing our database of people that we know. So all these cards that you get, you're learning, you're calling them up, you're engaging with them, great. So I talked about a newsletter. I think newsletter is the most important thing right now that everyone should have. Why? Because you want to keep connecting with them on an ongoing basis. I have been for the past 3 years on the road here, all over here in Ontario where I am, teaching about newsletters. There's many great products out there. I represent a company called Constant Contact, and again, I'll put the information at the end where you can use their service to do that. Now, there's many out there. The reason I chose them is because they're the number one company. They have the highest deliverability rate. They have great resources to offer. And, again, I'll give you the link at the end. So email is important. Why? Because you can share information. You can share information of places that you're going, events that you're doing. I have a weekly newsletter that I send out for events that I'm doing, articles that I've written. And I started actually in 2009. It was a challenge that I got, an event that I went to. And next thing you know, 5 years later, that newsletter has created a lot of interest. I've gotten speaking engagements because of it. Again, you don't have to do it every week. You can do it every month if you want. Once a month or once a quarter. But newsletters are very, very powerful. So I suggest you do some research. at the end here, before I get cut off here, I will definitely give my link to my website. It's right now. It's www.21connections.ca. If you go to products and services, you'll see the link there to find more information about it. The next thing is the follow-up is the rest of the cards you got. Now, I'm a big believer that phoning people is important. If you just rely on email, you will only get so far. You actually met them face-to-face, so calling them up is important. Now, those first five people, if there was something important, it was a call to action, you call them up. There's no secret that it takes 6 or 7 touch points to get a sale. That's just where it is. It may be less, it may be more, depending on what you do. But I believe touch points are important, and this is where you draw people in and create that community. A good friend of mine, Rachel Young, from Camaraderie Co-working in Toronto, she always says it wasn't about camaraderie, it was about the community that I was building. And now camaraderie is thriving because the community is growing, and it pitches in exactly what she does. That's what you have to realize who you are. Now, even if you don't even have a business, you're just building your network, that's okay. That's great. That's what I did. And now, then when I got a business down the road, my network is already built. That's why I'm a big promoter of growing your LinkedIn profile. Grow it now. Get on Grow It Now. Yes, there's a place for Facebook and Twitter and the rest, but grow your LinkedIn profile. Grow it. Keep adding to it, because those are people that are going to be important in your network. So let's go back. P for presentation, A for attitude, R for response. You do that over and over again. Then you follow up. The magic in creating synergistic relationships is in follow-up. I've heard this over and over by leaders and mentors that I've heard from, and I've lived it. And I call about 10 people a week that just I've met maybe a year and a half ago. They remember me because I made a good first impression when I met them, and they're almost happy that I called them. This is something that my friend Bonnie Chan does all the time. She just calls people up that she's met maybe a year or 2 years ago. Things have changed for people. They have maybe changed jobs. Things have happened. Conversation will always lead you somewhere, even if it's just saying hello. And I do this every week, and believe it or not, I can sense the smile from the people on the other side of the phone. So this is where you keep those cards, you keep connecting with them. I have a friend of mine, he calls me the connector. He doesn't call me my first name, last name, he calls me my connector all the time. Why? Because he knows how important it is, and he actually steals a picture of my book all the time, and he says, now people call me the connector. That's a powerful thing to have. So moving forward, with some of the time here that I have left, again, follow through. So you followed up or you follow through. So follow through is this. On the back of that card, you sent them that email regarding your newsletter, your book, and all that. You can keep connecting with them and make a note. And say, you call them back in 2 weeks and say, did you have a chance to read my book? Did you read my newsletter? What do you think? Now, you're taking ownership of that conversation and just keep following through. You may want to get a testimonial from that or something. They may say, yeah, I saw that event. Are you going to go? Moving forward, this is where I believe that Google, if anybody's not on Google Plus, have a Gmail account, you can actually put reminders, Google Alerts, or find some system to remind you to call them. This is what I do. I remember everything I've spoken to, but I make reminders of notes of what I've spoken to and what I'm going to talk to them next. It's just, again, that follow-up, follow-through has to be an ongoing process. And when you get into the habit, because at the end of the day, it's a habit. You do that over and over again. You will be surprised at the end of the month or end of the year that you've reached your revenue goals, but it's what you did to get there. And this is not something new. I'm not reinventing the wheel. As I say to some of my clients, I'm just showing you the spokes in the wheel that are the most important things to do that makes that wheel turn. Okay? And I've read many books. I have about 6 networking books in front of me right now, from Ivan Meisner, head of the BNI, to Canadian authors that I've met here. And my book is called Get Connected in the 21st Century, Online and Offline Strategies That Work. You can download a number of chapters if you go to www.21connections.ca. Under Downloads, you'll find chapters that you can download and read them at the end of this call. So I hope that all those areas give you insights on how you can become a better networker, because everyone can become a professional networker. I truly believe it. Telling you on this phone call today that you can. but you have to follow certain steps to get there. So here's another bonus I want to give you. So remember I was talking about follow-up, and I'm keep harping on it because I want you to understand it really is important. So another service that I use that I came across a few years ago is actually sending a card. Now, why is that important? Because an email, ladies and gentlemen, it could not be read. Maybe the email goes into the spam folder. Maybe they just don't read it. But the power of sending a card is great. I call it appreciation marketing. Again, I didn't reinvent the wheel. I'm using the spokes in the wheel. So the service is called Send Out Cards. And, again, if you go to my site, the Proctor Services, click on Send Out Cards link, and you can send a card on me, okay? Send a card on me and try it out. Goes back to follow-up. When you go to an event, take a digital camera with me. Have your iPhone with you. Take pictures of you and the person that you met or pictures from the event. You can upload those pictures to the computer using the Send Out Card system. You can upload a picture of you and them and send you them a nice to meet you card. I have sent over 175 cards in about 2 years, and I'm telling you, the emails and the phone calls I get are unbelievable. It actually has led to business because, again, I'm constantly sending them a card. Every 3-4 months, I send them a card. And between email marketing and this, these two tools are extremely powerful. There's a gentleman named Larry Binet. He's in the United States. He's known as The Connector. He was in Toronto here in February in front of 500 people, and he says, who has an email service? Stand up. Who has some sort of appreciation marketing service? Stand up. At the end, there's only 5 people standing up, myself and 4 others. I was shocked. That means to tell me that I was on my path, and the rest on the ground, I'm not sure. But again, it's something that you can do today. You can. If you're going to have a successful business, ladies and gentlemen, and you want to succeed on that, you have to invest in your business. At the end of the day, you have to. These two services will cost you. It won't break the bank on you. You can do your research. You probably even haven't heard about them, but you have to invest in your business. So at the end of the day, you're investing and listening to this phone call about networking, following up, and tools to use to make it effective. And I'll tell you, I'm always learning every day. Remember I said in the beginning, learn, do, and apply? You have to do it every day. And you do this, you will be achieving those goals, the revenue targets you've set up for yourself, you will achieve them. So, again, it's been great sharing here today. Again, I'm director here of the Public Speaker Association here in Toronto, excited about what we're doing, and I'm really appreciative of sharing with you here on the April Summit today. So I'll give it back to Michael.
And it's Tanya. Yay!
Hi, Tanya.
Hey, fabulous. It was really great.